85% of breaches are caused related to human factors and utilizing passwords over and over again.
Hello and welcome to Africa Business Radio. I am Chukwunonso Modi. Now, passwords as a form of security date back centuries, evolving from verbal statements to written words and onto secret codes. Today, it is everywhere, well known. But then, how secure are they? And if it isn't, how can we overcome the password conundrum securely? Joining me to have this conversation is Yaron Asabi, CEO and founder of Digital Solutions Group, DSG. Welcome, Yaron. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
All right. Now, let's start with this. In your opinion, how secure are passwords? How much of a risk is it?
So, you know, the issue with passwords is that many consumers use passwords to the same password to access multiple websites. So, using the same passwords because it's easy for you to remember on Facebook, and then Facebook gets hacked, or LinkedIn, and LinkedIn gets hacked. Mm-hmm. And the your password gets exposed. If you reuse that password on other websites, the likelihood is that some of your personal information may be hacked, and access to financial information and to sensitive data could be made available to the hackers. So it's really important from a password perspective to ensure that A, you use different passwords for different services. So if the one service gets hacked, you're not exposed. Secondly, use complex passwords, don't use simple passwords, and don't repeat your passwords on an ongoing basis. It's very, very important to do that in order to keep your information secure. And using password vaults like LastPass, there's a lot of really nice, easy to use tools, because a lot of the time, the number of online services that we use is just growing all the time, and the amount of passwords that we use therefore grows accordingly. If we don't make it easy for ourselves to remember the passwords and not follow passwords best practice, we make ourselves more vulnerable. So the secret is to really make sure that your security posture is much more mature, and that you use different passwords, and you certainly don't repeat the same passwords or make them really easy to remember.
I definitely understand, and I can relate to what you're saying, because I mean, it's so easy to just use the same because of the fear of forgetting and having to, you know, start all over again. Now, speaking of passwords being compromised, you know, these days there are new ways, new techniques that this hackers use to, you know, get people's information. So what ways, what are new ways that you feel people should be aware of, they should be careful of?
So, you know, there's a lot of phishing emails that are going around these days, and phishing really means that they're trying to get you to enter your information onto a site that looks exactly like the site. So they're imitating, their attack actor is... Okay, so I guess what happens with the attack is that they are looking for specific, easy-to-use passwords that possibly were used again, as I already mentioned. And 85% of breaches are caused related to human factors and utilizing passwords over and over again. And people say that, you know, their passwords need to be managed a lot easier. 79% in one of the surveys that we ran between LastPass and Digital Resilience agreed that compromised passwords are concerning. 92% know that using the same password or a variation is a risk, yet only 51% rely on their memory to keep track of passwords, and 65% always or mostly use the same password or variation. So, you know, these are really big stats. If 65% of people are using the same password and variation, we become really exposed. And that's why I guess it's the most favorite way for hackers to get into personal information.
Okay. All right. I mean, now that we know these things, we'll definitely look out for that. Now, we have spoken about, you know, individuals. One of the biggest challenges, that's, you know, the fear of security breach and having too many passwords. How about the cybersecurity team? What challenge do they face? How is it trying to make sure security is tight, secure?
I think that cybersecurity teams need to manage this human firewall issue, the weakness of people feeling that passwords are a nuisance to manage, but at the same time, there's a huge fear about being breached and followed by too many passwords. So you really need to simplify it. And what cybersecurity teams should be doing is identifying the challenge in balancing security requirements and user experience.
Okay.
Because at the end of the day, security is really, really important. So you really need to make sure that it's easy for your employees in the company to constantly change their passwords. They get automated reminders to do that, that they keep their score of their password access and authentication quite high. And some of the password vaults like LastPass that exists out there actually gamify the experience to make it easy for employees to manage their own security posture. And you can do dark web monitoring. So yeah, I'm not sure if the audience knows what dark web is. It's an area in the internet where it might not be commonly available. Okay, it's called the dark web. And generally hackers send information and you get sentry alerts about websites that have been hacked that you may have participated in. So you've got to be up to date with what's happening with hacks as well around the world. And some of the services offered by companies like LastPass is what's called a sentry alert. It tells you when your password has actually been compromised on one of the big sites, let's say Google or LinkedIn or Facebook. And then what you should be doing is changing that passwords immediately and making sure that you're not using that same password on any other services to avoid people having access to it.
All right. So the key is to strike a correct balance between strong security and then a simplified user experience.
Exactly. So, for example, if you need to share a Wi-Fi password, instead of writing it on the whiteboard at the office where everybody can see it, and you know, a hacker might be, you won't even know that they're there and they would be able to see it. What you should be doing is maybe sharing it in a secure manner, using a secure vault. And that way, if you're changing the Wi-Fi password on an ongoing basis, if people have access to that secure folder, they have access to the password. They don't need to remember and know how the Wi-Fi password has changed. The actual password vault would actually give them access automatically. So it allows you to conveniently do password sharing without having to make the user experience more complex. You know, it's really, really easy for the users. The easier you make it for the users, the higher the compliance would be. And therefore, you should create a seamless deployment. For example, have a plugin that goes straight into the browser. So whenever you need your password, it automatically gets prompted to you to use that particular aspect, or have a password vault that has a very strong mobile client that you could use. And use multi-factor authentication, which is another additional security that you could use to identify that the person who's actually using the service is who they say they are. Multi-factor authentication means that you might get a SMS or an in-app notification to say, is that really you? Please approve. Or USSD message. A lot of the banks here in South Africa use USSD messages to put that they push to your phone, and then you have to approve it by replying to that USSD message. So there's lots of other ways of enhancing security and making it easy for customers, for your employees or your customers, if you're the IT department, to be able to do that.
I mean, speaking of other ways to make things easy, there's been a lot of talk about implementing passwordless environment. First off, how does this passwordless environment work?
So passwordless authentication would generally use MFA, which I just described, multi-factor authentication, and you might use facial recognition or biometrics, fingerprint recognition, instead of having to remember passwords. And that will give you access to your master password, which will give you access to the vault, and the vault will have all your passwords. So you don't have to remember a particular password, okay? You can reduce successful phishing attempts and reduce the rate of phishing across all your business functions, because there's if you're not using your face or using another factor of authentication, they won't be able to get into your information, because if they don't have access to biometrics, they won't be able to do that, or facial recognition.
All right. But how secure is this? I mean, I don't understand that, you know, it's better than passwords, because, I mean, no one can exactly have your face or, you know, your thumbprint or the rest. But is it 100% secure, and there are risks to it as well?
Well, you know, nothing's 100% secure. It all depends on your behavior as well. As I mentioned earlier, your security posture is a moving target, because we're constantly consuming things online and logging onto new services and creating new accounts and new passwords. So it's your consistent behavior that will make you more secure. So you can reduce the existing risks associated with the credentials gap between single sign-on maybe and PAM and all your other password requirements by creating a better vault and using password management environments that are linked into your identity and linked into your PAM. And the moment you do that with your facial recognition and other factors, or maybe a omni-channel approach with SMS or USSD, which I mentioned earlier, to do a certain authentication and not just accept a simple password authentication, I think you elevating the level of security, and you're reducing third-party risk. You also improve your password controls and your password policy enforcement. Some of the things that you can do is saying that passwords cannot be changed remotely. You have to be at the office. Mm. That already eliminates many hackers who would access your network remotely from being able to log on to, maybe they managed to hack one of the servers, but they're not able to change the admin password and take control over that particular server. So there's a lot of good practices and good policies that organizations could deploy to be able to improve their posture from a security perspective.
All right. I mean, this is good. It sounds really secure. And I do agree that, I mean, when it comes to security, you know, technology and rest, nothing is 100% secure. But then this is definitely going to be a journey, because as much as there have been a lot of awareness or security challenges, but that drive to change things for the better is also a problem. It's kind of a drag, although some people, some organizations are already pushing to do better. So with that being said, how can businesses implement this, you know, this password management best practices, if possible, this passwordless environment? Because as much as we want to say the face, what happens when you leave that company and you have to keep the laptop? Would you have to always change face ID, things, you know, things like that?
Yeah, so I think your point is very valid. It's all about onboarding correctly the employees and giving them training. Mm. And awareness training is really, really important, and how to manage passwords and best practice, and ensuring that when they use the platform, they use it effectively. And then offboarding, when people leave the company, making sure that all the passwords and their accounts get reallocated or wiped. So there's no misuse of shared credentials, you know, and try not to have shared credentials for particular servers that multiple people have access to that are not being changed all the time because of your staff turnover, as you mentioned, and things like that may leave you vulnerable.
Mm. Okay, so basically, a passwordless approach is the future of cybersecurity now.
I think so. I think because we are finding it quite difficult to remember, you know, we might have 200 online accounts for different services and things like that. To try and remember 200 passwords is just so difficult. Using a password vault, being able to use that with multi-factor authentication and be able to make it even more secure, automating the offboarding and onboarding processes, allowing organizations to achieve faster workflows and reduce security risk. is really, really important. So making your password vault and your security dashboard part of your overall command center for your digital security, and being able to have access to dashboards around your user activity, gamifying it for the user so they can see their score, giving admin security and login reports at the fingertip, I think will make life a lot simpler for people who manage this kind of program inside the business, and it will make the organization a lot more secure.
Okay. Now, let's talk about your company now. What is Digital Solutions Group? You know, what role are you playing to ensure security is a key focus for businesses, you know, even implementing this passwordless system?
Yeah, so we have a dedicated business to cybersecurity solution called Digital Resilience.
Okay.
And we dedicated that business in 2018. We've always used to use different companies and our own skills combined to mitigate our own risk around security. When we started feeling that there was a huge skills shortage in South Africa, we decided to open our own business and not only help our own requirements, but also help our customers. And that was in 2018. We've got some amazing customers throughout Africa using our solutions. And we really offer best practice from the ability to do posture analysis by doing ethical hacking, all the way to training, to password vaults from LastPass, to the ability to offer you an outsource security operations center that will monitor your environment 24/7 for threats, to providing detection and response, and the ability to offer AV, antivirus, a full turnkey solution with a SOAR. A SOAR is a system that allows you to apply business rules in case you are hacked, to even offering cybersecurity insurance. We offer a complete solution for cybersecurity, and depending on the client's maturity level, we might even offer them what's called a virtual CISO. Mm-hmm. A virtual CISO, CISO stands for Chief Information Security Officer. We actually offer them our own skills as a service. So they might buy 5-6 hours a month from us to guide the strategy and the roadmap, because as you rightfully mentioned earlier, it is a roadmap. You're not going to fix your security posture immediately, but you've got to thrive all the time to compete with yourself and improve it on an ongoing basis in order to cause less change management risk in your organization. You've got to constantly have like a Kaizen philosophy, a continuous improvement philosophy. The Japanese call it Kaizen. It's a very, very important way of looking at your cybersecurity posture. And also remember that the market is moving so fast that keeping up with the hackers is quite difficult. So you're always vulnerable and never get too confident about your posture. Always mitigate risk and think about things that may go wrong. You know, engineers are actually very good. IT people tend to be very positive, think everything's going to go right. Engineers tend to think about what's going to go wrong. And unfortunately, in cybersecurity, you've got to think that way. You've got to think about, if something's going to go wrong, how am I going to protect my data? Somebody goes past my firewall. How do I encrypt my data or make sure that they, at least they may have gotten to my network, but didn't get to my data?
So cyber engineers always have to be a step ahead.
Exactly. And we've got to keep up with the latest trends. So, you know, as you think you dealt with, you know, malware, the next thing, phishing is escalating. The next thing, the threat landscape is changing all the time. And our job is to keep up with it. Unfortunately, just like, you know, in traditional crime, that we, you know, we'll put a better alarm in our house and we'll, you know, have a different security company and constantly look after our fans. We need to do the same thing when it comes to information and business.
How does that feel? That sounds like a real big burden, because you're basically saying there's really no rest, because when you feel you've dealt with one, something else comes up. So how have you been able to do that?
It's a constantly moving target, you know, unfortunately. So the way to keep up is to make sure that your team is trained regularly. We, for example, recommend to do penetration testing, it's called in the industry. on a regular basis to make sure that if you're doing ethical hacking and you appoint a company like ours to look after your security posture, you can see where your vulnerabilities are and you can immediately put a roadmap to fix them as soon as possible.
All right.
So it's something that you've got to do on an ongoing basis. And unfortunately, just like you've got to look after your body and go to the gym regularly to keep fit, you've got to keep cybersecurity fit and constantly keep in shape and make sure that you are aware of the latest threats and that you constantly reinventing your cybersecurity posture as the threat landscape changes.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Yaron. I mean, we're looking forward to a passwordless environment. It feels better and safer than, you know, passwords.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I really appreciate it.
All right. That was Yaron Asabi, CEO and founder of Digital Solutions Group. Stay tuned for more.